Ein Aleph on the bottom of the page. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. Basically, Shmuel came along and said that an Otis, a guy, a Chassan, and he and the father-in-law together jointly can annul his wife or his fiancé's Nedarim. If he dies and another Otis takes over, even 100 take over in that same day, the last Otis is the partner when it comes to annulling the Nedar. That's Shmuel's did. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel, we learned like Nushmuel, so even though the second Oros had nothing to do with the Neder, he can not only cancel the Nedarim that took place before he came on the scene, but even the Nedarim that took place while she was engaged to another man. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel, about 10 lines in the bottom, about 8 lines in the bottom. We learned like Shmuel on the two dots. Nara Hamurasa, a girl who's engaged in Aviyah, Bailam Efrin Dereh, Sai, her father together with her chasin can both annul her Nedarim. Learned two cases. Case number one. Shama Avia, her father heard the neder v'hafla, and he revoked it. Now remember, you need a partner. He's pikhabalish moya, but the husband did not hear about it. That shemays, the husband died. The husband died. Now when he's arsa b'yayim, if there was nobody who took over the place, then we learned before the neder goes back to the father. If you follow b'shamay, that says that the husband, you know, yashes it back to his father because he did, the husband of Osonsi did his thing. But Osonsi. But Vafilu Meyapam, even 100 times, the last chasen of Vio Baila Achim Afinadura, that the father and the last chasen canceled the dar. So clearly, she made the nether while she was engaged, and another chasen, as long as the same day, is able to cancel it. Clear proof to Shmuel.
How do you think that she's got to count the night beyond her in the first place?
Why not?
No, and then. Not have any say of counting at all. Sets up that structure.
Yeah. So she's 12 and a half.
The way God wants it to be.
For Shalom Bayis reasons. Remember, only the Dorim that affect the husband, the chasen, or that she's causing some pain. What about Shama Bayis? The husband heard Vahafla and he went ahead and he cancelled and annulled her neder. But the father didn't hear about it. Achimais Habal. The father didn't hear about it until the husband died. Now the father steps in, and not only does he cancel his own, but a mefechelke shabali also takes over the husband's share. In other words, the husband transfers his rights to the father. Who holds the husband can transfer his rights, his half rights to the father? The husband annulled it, but after he died, his annulment is worthless. So he transfers his share to the father. That's Beishamai, who says that the husband has half of the whole. Sorry, a whole of the half. So he has something substantial that he can transfer to the father. Basil says you cannot transfer because the chassan, who has half of the whole, has a very tenuous relationship. He's not transferable. Even those nedarim that was suited for the first fiance, she made it while she was engaged to Reuven. Even that goes over, transferred to the shush of the father because the chassan had whole of the half, and he canceled it, and even though that after he died, his cancellation is gone, but that half of the neder is gone. That doesn't get resurrected. That half of the neder is gone, so therefore, the father is able to cancel the rest of the neder. But Beis Hillel Savar, he still holds, Avio Baila Acher Mefin Derem, since the din is that they both have to be made for the neder, but like make his guys, you don't say that the half of the neder was cut away. You say that the chosm, when he canceled the neder, he had half of the whole, he canceled half of the whole, his cancellation is gone. But what's left now? A neder of half of the whole, and that's non-transferable. So therefore, the father cannot take over and be... So what does he claim from here? That from the what we said in the first case, then Shmuel's case, that it's transferable from one chassan to the next chassan. Even though the second chassan, the neder was made while she was engaged to the first chassan, it's still transferable to the second one.
Well, that's really only because the father's still in existence.
Because a chassan needs the shutfas of the father. He cannot do anything unilaterally.
Because on the other hand, a stama husband who comes on the scene all of a sudden is a neder lingering from 24 hours.
If he's only engaged, he needs a father. If he's married, he can't do anything because exactly. Anyway. The monastery can, yeah. So I think, Mari, Boilu, have an interesting question. Gedeshtin, what happens? Reuven is married to Leah, engaged to Leah, then he goes ahead and divorces her. And the question is, then he remarries it 6 hours later. The question is, the act of Gedeshin, since at the time when he divorced her, he throws a little bud. You had a chance, once he's divorced her, you cannot cancel her Nedarim anymore. So you didn't cancel before you divorced her. Does that mean that you're agreeing with an edit? Is it like Hakamadami? Or is it Kishtikadami? Or is it like you not giving an opinion? like nothing happened. Therefore, the 24 hours are still there. And if he remarries her, he gets engaged with her again 6 hours later, still within the 24 hour period, he can still now cancel or confirm. The shail is gaydish and is it kishtika dami, like he's quiet, like hakama dami, like he confirms it. Lamainaf kimina, what's the difference? Keep going. In the case I just told you, shenadra, she made a ned in the morning, vishama baila, her chasen heard it, vigirsha, divorced at 10 o'clock in the morning, vahadra biyayma, and he remarried her at 2 in the afternoon. And the question is, can he now still confirm or cancel the previous nether?
We're talking about Nisuin, or we're talking about
Edison? Only Edison. Because if he didn't assume what the din is,
then
a husband,
no right.
And the fifth of father, the husband has no right. A husband cannot cancel any nedarim that was made before the erusin. So it has to be a chasen. If you say that one, that the act of gedushin is merely like shtika, which means he's not giving an opinion either way, then matzi mefla, he can still go ahead and revoke a neder. But the amamar kakamadami, if you're saying that when he divorced her, he knew that he would no longer have any connection with her, and he didn't say anything. It's as if he confirmed his tantamount to confirmation. Then, even though he himself married her 6 hours later, lamatzim meifla, he can only meifla. The Ran asks, why are we talking about dafka? The same guy took her back, and you can say the same question about anybody else, any other chassan. Says Ran, because it's most common that people used to divorce and get married the same day. That was much more common than having another chassan come in. People get angry. You try to work out what happened those days. Got angry. We should 5 minutes later. Oh, let's get married.
But doesn't also this depend on what we heard about what sort of charotta can you have when you're changing your mind?
Regarding what? There's no charotta here. There's a new kedushin. There's a new. Everything is new. There's no charotta. By kedushin, we know the two things. Avoid the zod kedushin gedushin. Even tekel dibur, you can't change your mind. Tekel dibur, you can't. There's no such thing as changing your mind.
So why referring back to him staying passive? And divorcing this. So he's staying passive in relation to the
divorce itself is an act of divorce. The question is, how do we read into that act? Here's a maisa. Do we read that maisa is
sure.
Is it tantamount to hakama? Because you knew that you couldn't be made for it afterwards, you did nothing about it. That means you agree with it. So therefore we can say there's a tacit approval.
But then the question is, if you make him, can you then come back and say, well, I've changed my mind on the
No, you can't change him.
During the 24 hours?
No, because you have no connection to her for. You can't change your mind, you're no longer the same person. We had before the shaila, if you can change your mind with the driver. That's the person himself, not a new chassan. New chassan can't undo what the first guy did.
Yeah, but it's the same person, the same chassan.
But yeah, we don't look at it. As far as this case is, it's a new person. Exactly, it's all mzis. Tashma Kumin had.
The most here is the lover, the sofa, the best. And he's writing Kitten, he's writing Shtari Yadis.
Yeah, it's a bit they're busy there. Toshma Kumin had. We learned before, Amosai Omru, when do we say Mesa about the husband dies in the Sreik Nurusus Lab? When do we say the husband dies? When do we say if the husband dies, now the father takes over full control? The father and the chassan together are joint partners. But if the chassan dies, the father takes control. There's three possible scenarios. Either Bizman Shalai Shamabal, the husband didn't hear about it at all, so he has no shaykhs to it. So now we learned before that if the father takes over after her husband dies, if she was only engaged, as if she was never engaged in the first place, right? Havoy yishni, havoy yirashayna. Koyd me havoy yishni, havoy yishni. That's the case number one, so the husband Mechla wasn't involved. Oy shama, he was involved, v'hofer, and he canceled. But now that he died, his cancellation dissipates. There's no cancellation anymore because he has to be alive until after 24 hours. So therefore, it goes back to the shush of the father. Or he heard, and we had before machleket that this only called b'sham and called b'sol. Oy shama, or he heard v'shasak, and he was quiet. Umeiz boy b'yom. If he died the following day, then we learned before that shtika is like a confirmation. If he 24 hours went by and didn't say a word to us, that's a tacit confirmation, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. But meiz boy b'yom, so he never had a chance really to express himself. So all of these three cases, and we're following Shammai, that the chassan has something substantially, he owns half of the neder, so he can transfer it to the father. Right? Now, l'chayder, isn't there a fourth case? Why don't we say a case if the chassan divorced? If you tell me that chassan divorcing is merely shtika, and it's within 24 hours, why don't we say that it goes back to the father? That the act of divorce is merely like a kishtika. It's not a confirmation or anything. Then listen, Nami, there should be a fourth case. Oishama, if he heard, the Gidish is divorced. And what? If he gives a divorce, now the father takes over complete control. Because there was no approval yet by the chassan. Had the chassan approved the father, and then he dies, whatever it is, there's nothing to talk about. Or he divorced, the father cannot cancel. The father needs a joint. The chassan already confirmed he did his part. We're talking about where the chassan did not confirm faket. He rescinded. But here, if you're saying Gedishin is like Shtika, is another case where the husband was just divorced, so he didn't make an opinion, so now it goes completely back to the father. Zaraya, that what? That it's not Shtika, but Hakama. And therefore it's tantamount to that he confirmed it, and he confirmed it, and even though then later he's gone, the father can no longer unilaterally cancel her nedarim that she made while she was in Arusa. Midlay Tanachi doesn't mention that Shmamin, isn't that approved? Gedishin Hakama, Dami Gedishin like Hakama, says you better know. If you're going to be so pedantic, then aim a safer. The safer are cases where the father has no control, and according to you, it should have included also the case where the chassan divorced her, since the chassan divorcing is an act of hakama, that's why the father has no control. Yeah, how come this case is not included there? It says the following, Abelim Shammah, the husband heard Vikim, and he was Mekayimit. Then it does not go back to the father. Oy Shammah, the shasik, he was quiet for 24 hours, umayz b'yem shalach, if he'd only die the following day. So being silent for 24 hours is what is considered a hakama. And Yachalof, the father can no longer be made for unilaterally. Why doesn't he mention also if he divorced? According to you, Gedish and Kakonami, divorce is an act of confirmation. That's the question. Dying is not because you didn't know you're going to die, but divorce, you just knew that the moment you're going to divorce her, you have no longer connection to her. You can no longer cancel the dharm. It is, because I should have, if I didn't want her to have the nether, I should have canceled it before divorce. So that's one way of looking at it. You couldn't care, or I don't mind. Let her do it. Let her do it is not the same as that I couldn't care. Let her do it means that's a confirmation. Why does he also include a case if he heard any divorce? Why does he mention that? Let's bring it out. Shmam and Gedish. I mean, that Gedish is not an act of confirmation. It's like nothing. It doesn't prove anything. You can't bring any raya. If so, it comes out, we have a stira that Asia Sefer. Yeah. Sorry? There's nothing to talk about. The father is out of the picture.
The father's out of the picture, but the husband. No. There's another on foot. There's another on foot 24 hours.
Yeah.
During the time of the Gedishin. So he's Megalashu.
Now, what's
the same
question?
It's the exact same question.
That she's now stuck with that nether. There's no
Yeah. She's going to be matinated by the bottom. Yes. Exact same question. From here, no raya. If you want to be bedayik from the reisha that gedushin is an act of hakama, then nasiv sefer reisha. Then the reason why the sefer didn't mention this case is because the sefer is the opposite of the reisha, and since there's no case about divorce in the reisha, we don't want to bring in the sefer. And he's sefer dafka the sefer the fact that you didn't bring in the sefer the raya, that's not hakama. It's only a shtika. Then nasiv reisha is your sefer. The reisha only learn things which have opposite of the sefer, and we don't have it, therefore we don't bring it at all. No raya either way. Okay, tashma bring another raya. Nodra v'hi arusa, she made a neder, but she was engaged. V'nis gasha, she got divorced. V'nis arsa, b'v'yem, she got re-engaged. I feel a mea, even to 100 people. Oh, via her father, ubaila achren, mafina, her father, and the next chassan can cancel her neder. How can the next chassan cancel her neder? If you tell me an act of divorce is an act of confirmation, once the first chassan confirmed that the get is that her neder is valid, nobody can be made for it. Because remember, you need two partners there, and one of the partners already was making. Shmamin, must be that get is a shtikadami. Must be that divorce is only an act of it means nothing. Because Ika Kamadami, even though it's an act of confirmation, me mutzi made for orders ach needed oikim audition. How can this thing, yeah, me make the audition?
This one agrees with you.
Says the Gemara, I don't agree with Yehuda. Because Hachamai's kid, you know what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about a case, but Shaloi Shama Arasishi. You know why we cannot read into his divorce? Because he never heard about it. So we don't know what it means. Had he heard about it, who knows what he would have done? Yeah, but before you divorced. Before you divorced. He had a chance to break the net or not. And forget, she wants a net and he hates her. Shouldn't he have done the opposite or something? Yeah, do something. Mess her life up as much as he can.
Crawling back on you,
he would. Says, so, no, if you tell me that the chassan didn't hear about it, so why do we have a time frame here of 24 hours? It says, when it's arsa boy b'yem afilu me'a upon me. Why that same day? Remember, it's 24 hours from when you heard. If the chassan never heard, then it could be a week, a month, till some chassan heard. Yeah. Ihachi, she's a busy girl. Ihachi, so very popular. Ihachi, so my iria by b'yayim. Why does he limit it to that day? I feel like me yaminami kishaloi shama arus. Ashay, I feel yaminami even after 100 days. Answers the gemara. When we say the dinner 24 hours, the clock starts ticking. It's not each one has 24 hours. The father has 24 hours when he heard. For whoever heard first, 24 hours stocked. So if the father, since the father heard the 24-hour start, doesn't matter the chassan heard or didn't hear. But because the chassan didn't hear, his gerishin doesn't prove one way or another. But we still have that clock, 24 hours, and therefore... Yeah, but once he's divorced, Oh, then he has a chance. The clock is ticking, yeah. 24 hours from whoever heard first.
Well, not only heard, but found out. The difference between hearing and found.
No, I'm not sure what the difference is. Heard doesn't mean that he has to hear it directly from her. Can hear, yeah. Kishaloi shama arus. We'll see later if you can make a shliach, and we'll have this discussion later. So, my kishaloi shama arus. The arus not here, but the shama. Oh, but the father did hear. The boy b'yayim in motzi meifer. So the clock starts ticking. You have that day. Abba mekanda eilach lematzi meifer. But from here on in, you can no longer be meifer. No proof either way. Tashma coming in the last one. Nodra boy b'yayim. She made on that day. Sorry, nodra. That day she made neder, he divorced her. On the very same day he took her back. And yochala hafer. Right now we think that she was engaged and then he got divorced and this guy took her back. And it says clearly, and yochala hafer. He cannot cancel the darim. Now why not? Before we learned that the second chassan could take over the first chassan, must be because he divorced her. And therefore, once he divorced, divorce is a tacit kind of confirmation. And therefore, even though it's the same chassan, he can no longer cancel the previous confirmation. Shmam again, you got coming down your says the Gemara, where does it say over here that they were only engaged? Amri Yachir, we're talking about Minasuyaskin, they were married. They were married. Behind the time, but then Yachal Hafer. So if they were married, and but the second guy married her. Because the second guy married her, he can only now take over the Nadarim that she brings in, that she does after they got married. He cannot have an Eashporan before. And if he's a chassan and she was married the first time, she was married to the guy first and then he got divorced, now she's getting engaged to the guy again, then the father has no connection. And since the Braisa says father and daughter, must be they were only engaged. Then you're about Mefuk Bikaidmin. And the husband cannot break the previous
so
ones.
So which one was in the
Suyin?
The second one was in the
Suyin. The answer we can learn either way. It seems to be looking at the second one was in the Suyin, so he cannot break the first one. But really, says the Ran, it could have been either one. First was in the Suyin, then the father wouldn't be in the picture. And we're talking about a case where the father's still involved.
Yeah, the moment you have the Suyin, then the father steps out.
Exactly. And yet the Braise says that the father's involved. So therefore,
it must be the first one was Edison
in this particular case. Mm-hmm. And the second one was Nisuyin. So the second one, the Gedishin itself did nothing. The Gedishin still leaves it pariv, and the second Chassan could have canceled it, but he's not a Chassan. They got married straight away. They knew each other. What's the point of dating?
So what's my happening if there's Nisuyin?